From Tidbits on August 12, 2013, this is Apple taking back third-party USB power adapters by Josh Centers. From August 16, 2013 through October 18, 2013, Apple will be accepting and recycling third-party USB power adapters for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod at Apple retail stores and authorized service providers. Apple will also replace the third-party adapters, which usually cost at least $19, for $10. However, you must bring in the associated device, and Apple will replace only one adapter per device. Apple's website shows examples of what official Apple adapters look like. The trade-in program comes after a couple of distressing news reports from China. A 23-year-old Chinese woman is killed by an electric shock after answering her iPhone 5. And separately, a 30-year-old Chinese man was put into a coma after being shocked by a charging iPhone 4. In both cases, the victims were using unauthorized power adapters. While alarming, U.S. readers shouldn't panic. The power outlets into which you'd plug a USB power adapter in the United States are only 120 volts, while Chinese outlets are 220 volts. In the United States, 220-volt outlets are usually reserved for major appliances and industrial equipment. Speaking from personal experience, a 120-volt shock is distressing, but usually not lethal, although any electric shock under the right circumstances can be fatal. If you own an unauthorized and potentially dangerous USB power adapter, it's worth $10 and a trip to an Apple store to trade it in for an Apple power adapter. This is Tidbits. Sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.